I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, where this month we're presenting a series on some of the country's best mentors. Slate contributor Eric Liu profiles a number of these inspiring people in his new book, Guiding Lights. Already, we've heard from an acting teacher and a major league pitching coach. In today's installment, Eric gets the full metal jacket treatment from a Marine who teaches a lot more than how to stand at attention.
First Sergeant Peter Hall is a Marine straight off a recruiting poster. He's tall, fierce, and imposing, with a deep voice that calls forth both his native Jamaica and the Bronx of his adolescence.
Squat, power 10, hut, right, hiss, forward, march, left,
First Sergeant Hall, a 19-year Marine veteran, was drill master of Marine Corps Officer Candidate School when I first met him 3 years ago. Last week, I caught up with him at Camp Pendleton, California, where many Marines, including Hall and his unit, are back from recent combat in Iraq. Our task on this sunny morning, with the sound of target practice in the distance and helicopters overhead, was simple and daunting. First Sergeant Hall was going to teach me to drill a squad of Marines. He was going to teach me the elusive thing called command presence.
Command presence is what you have when you have the ability to step in front of a group of individuals and they instantly know that you're in charge. You know, if I go in front of a group of people and I stand there and they're trying to figure out who I am after I introduce myself, then I think I don't have any command presence. Hmm. You know, if I come in a room and you introduce me to someone, this is First Sergeant Hall, and then I speak a little introduction speech or whatever, then they're going to know who I am, because I'm not going to be slouching. The tone of my voice is going to be firm, and they're going to understand where I'm coming from. So I'm going to establish that relationship from the beginning.
Close order drill is the precise marching and movement of a unit in formation. To some, drill might look like ceremonial flourish, a parade day distraction from the real stuff of warfighting. It is no distraction. Drill teaches discipline, teamwork, attention to detail, and something else vital in this environment.
It's instant obedience to orders. Mm-hmm. You know, when I give you a command in drill, I'm in essence telling you what to do. And when you respond, you do it. Mm-hmm. I gave you an order and you responded.
Drill is a notoriously difficult thing to master for everyone involved. Getting 12 or 36 or 200 pairs of heels to click at the same time, 200 rifles to land in 200 palms at the same instant is tough. It's especially tough when you're the recruit assigned to drill your peers. What does First Sergeant Hall look for in that recruit?
Their response, how they conduct themselves. I mean, are they going to flake out? Do they totally lose it? Or do they have self-control? Do they think through the problem and come to a solution?
In short, command presence. And that, in a way, is what anyone being trained by the drill instructor is also seeking. During summer breaks in college, I went to Marine Officer Candidate School in Quantico, Virginia. I went out of patriotism. I also went to find my own voice, or at least to learn more of my true character. I chose ultimately not to take the second lieutenant's commission. But my time with the Marine Corps raised a question that often comes back to mind. How much of being a good leader is teachable? Fast forward 16 years, and the question is not abstract. It's as real as the parking lot outside company headquarters, where First Sergeant Hall has brought me and assembled a squad of 12 Marines for me to drill. He first demonstrates the commands he wants me to give.
Fall in! Right! Left. Peace. Power right. Wrist. Squat. Power 10. Huh. At ease.
Then Hall tells me to give it a try. We start with fall in.
Fall in.
Okay, fall in, two distinct commands. Okay, fall in. It has to be at a pitch to where it's going to be authoritative and directive. It's a command. We're not asking them, we're telling them. I want you to move from where you are, get a position, and stand in front of me. I'm in charge.
Hall then explains the mechanics of giving the preparatory command, like right, followed by the command of execution, like face. My turn again.
Right!
Face! Okay, not bad. Let's try left face.
Left! Face!
Not bad for a unit this size, but for a larger unit, you'd have to get a whole lot louder and project your voice a whole lot better.
First Sergeant Hall surprises me by telling me I need to raise the pitch of my voice. If anything, I'd been trying to deepen my voice, to project what I thought was a manly sound. But Hall's comment was eminently practical. A commander has to be heard, unambiguously. Bring the pitch up so you don't get lost in the lower registers.
Not only the pitch, but the loudness of your command.
It's not loud enough.
Not loud enough. Hmm. Okay, it's got to be loud enough. These commands in drill, it's got to be given loud enough to where every single one in rank can hear it. Because you know, what's going to happen is if your command is not loud enough for the entire unit to hear it, some Marines are going to hear it, some of them will not hear it. That way, all of them will not execute at the same time.
He demonstrates again.
Squad! Pattern! Right! Peace! Left! Peace!
The young Marines I'm facing aren't in their most intimidating garb. They're in running shoes and sweatshirts. But I'm still incredibly nervous. I become even more so when it's time for me to march the Marines and do what's known as calling cadence. First Sergeant Hall takes the squad for one loop.
Forward! Hat! Love! Hat! Love! Hat!
When he turns the squad over to me, I literally get off on the wrong foot.
Squad! Hit!
Hey! See what happened? Classic, now you get in trouble. Not a problem.
Yeah. I turned in the wrong direction.
That's right. You're getting the wrong command.
From then on, it's a disorienting, exciting, humbling, stumbling process.
Think about marching yourself. If you march yourself, get in step with them, they'll be in step.
I am thinking about marching and appreciating what good advice this is when I suddenly realize I've forgotten to call column left. Without this order, the Marines dutifully march forward, heading straight for a wall. You can hear it in my voice, the nervous embarrassment, as I lose my presence for a moment and try to regain control.
Eddie!
Not bad. See, if this was first day for you at OCS, then I'd say he has some potential. Because you came out, something totally brand new for you. You saw the demonstration, you executed, you made a mistake, you corrected it, and basically I'd say you accomplished what we want you to accomplish. Now I got a foundation, something to work with you.
The bad news, I practically marched my squad off a cliff. The good news, I regrouped. I was learning not just how to drill a squad. I was learning how to carry myself under pressure, how to find the right register of my own voice. Peter Hall later told me it took him 9 years of being a Marine, watching and listening, before he found his own voice for drill, a voice which on this day had to compete with a helicopter overhead.
Those of you emulate, you always try to emulate, and those of you look up to your mentors, and you always try to be like them. You know, until at a certain point in time you realize that, you know, you take all these different styles and you put them together and come up with your own.
Like all great teachers, First Sergeant Peter Hall helps his students realize that everyone's voice is a composite of many other people's voices. It's not about whether leaders are, quote, born or made. It's about how we who want to lead must make ourselves. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Liu.
Slate contributor Eric Liu is the author of Guiding Lights, The People Who Lead Us Toward Our Purpose in Life. Next week, he's going to introduce us to a man who teaches young students at Juilliard not simply how to play music, but how to feel it.